everybody. How are you going? How are you going on this really, really beautiful, sunny, just perfect Sunday afternoon? I'm Gerda Muller, of course, clinical psychologist and private practice success business coach and mentor to allied helping professionals. What does that mean? That means that I help other allied health professionals, whether they're psychologists, speech pathologists, occupational therapists, podiatrists, exercise physiologists, dietitians, you name it. I help them to run a successful private practice. Oh, I can see we've got some people that has joined me. Hey, Monique. I know Monique. Monique is from Brisbane. Hey, Jenny. Jenny is also from Brisbane. The Brisbane peeps are hopping on first. Welcome. And next up is Tasmania. I am coming your way very soon. Olivia, I will be there in July. So good to see you guys on here. I am out and about, just being very casual, no makeup, no nothing. And it is Sunday afternoon, of course, and I have brought my two boys to come and check out the new skate park here in our neighborhood. What do I do again? I'll show you. So they're busy right over there having a skate with a bunch of other neighborhood kids, enjoying themselves. Back to me. Yes, they're having some fun, and once they're done there and they get bored of dad, we're going to go here on the grass and we're going to try out Henno's new drone. It's just like a $20 Kmart drone that we got yesterday that can do like flips and stuff, so we're going to be doing all of that type of fun stuff. And I'm here but with my boys by myself because my husband, still being a boy himself of course, Monique says, I'm in a park like you too. Of course, that's what you do when you're Queensland on a Sunday afternoon. My husband was a boy yesterday and he went out with some of his friends yesterday to one or other motorcycle park where they do like off-road motorbiking, and he hurt himself so badly he drove into a tree. Said, how do you do that type of thing? And so he's hurt his back and he's lying at home watching Netflix, of course. So I said, I'm taking the boys out just so they can get out of the house, chill out, have some fun and do all of that type of stuff. Hey Winnie, how is things in Melbourne? Hope you are doing well. And here comes my boys. Of course, the moment I start live streaming, they will want something. Yes, my lovely?
Need a piece so they can fly the drone.
No worries. All good. Okay. Fabulous. We need to open up the car. They get bored so quickly, the kids these days. Hey, we didn't even have stuff to play with. We just had to keep ourselves busy. But anyway, Naomi says, hey, good, a happy Sunday. Hey, Naomi, hope you are having a fabulous day. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing, and that's why I'm out here, and I'm feeling very productive because I've already done 3 loads of washing, stuff that I've hung up, it's dried in the Queensland weather, it's off, and all of that type of stuff. But I thought now that I have some time, I might hop on and have a quick chat to you guys. I have been having a lot of interesting chats in my Facebook groups with my private practice owners in there, and what I have come to realize is that I've got so many new members in my Facebook group, my free group especially, the one that's called Private Practice Success for Allied Helping Professionals. And I realized that there's a lot of people in there that are very set in their way of doing things. And this applies to so many areas of business. When you come into a new group or into a new community, just like when you go and attend a workshop on managing complex OCD, and the person in there is coming from a completely different perspective, it's really hard sometimes to just allow yourself to go with that and go, let's think about this differently. And and I guess for me, that was one of my biggest learning pieces when I started working with my business coach, in terms of really letting go of the way that I've always done stuff. You know, whether it is my paperwork as a business owner from a business perspective, Like, for example, one of the first things I had to change when I started working with him is I had to move my accounting system from Excel to MYOB. Didn't like MYOB, moved it onto Xero, and it requires so much flexibility when you want to make a significant change, you know, and we are in the business of change. And I just realize always more and more how hard it is for us as allied helping professionals. We are so used to being in the seat that facilitates the change that when it comes to us, it is just so much more challenging. I think that is a unique challenge for us. And sometimes we have this expectations of ourselves and of our team, and for me, or that I've had of my team, sometimes that I have of my clients, that change should be easy, change should be instant, because we know it's good for us, don't we? We know it's hard, but we professionals, we know that it's great to change and do things differently. So what's the problem? The problem is that we are normal human beings. And I have to often remind myself, Gerda, just because you've been through this humongous change process in your business and therefore in your life, in terms of changing your mindset, the way you think of stuff, doesn't mean it's going to be easy for other people. And I think it's really important on the Sunday afternoon to have compassion with yourself. You know, you might have started or attempted to implement stuff in your business, in your practice, in your life, and you might have come really down hard on yourself, either because you didn't keep it up, either because it didn't work, either because it was just too hard and you gave up. Really, I think it's important for us as helping professionals to have compassion for ourselves, that just because we are facilitators of change on a daily basis doesn't make us experts in change in our own lives, okay? It's why as psychologists we need supervisors and we need our own therapists from time to time to help us with stuff, and we need mentors and coaches and peer groups and just support groups and colleagues that has our back and helps us through those processes. Hey Tess, thanks for joining. Does this resonate with you guys? You know, I think we often hold ourselves up to a high standard when it comes to doing new and different things and implementing change. And I have to consistently remind myself that, especially, and my trigger is when I know I'm getting frustrated. That's when I know that, okay, what is called for here is compassion, because it's not as easy as it looks to change and do things differently. And of course it starts with education, educating yourself. It was one of the major reasons where I decided to, you know, write my book, put what I know into something that is cheap, easily accessible to the majority of people out there. Are we making new friends? Hello.
Hello.
How are you going?
Are you on YouTube?
No, I'm on Facebook Live.
Oh,
almost something like YouTube, but not YouTube. making new friends at the skate park. Tess said, I'm at the pool working while the boys swim, catching up on emails. That's a good idea. I actually this week emptied my complete inbox. Emptied it. I am so happy and impressed with myself. And I won't tell you how I did it. You need to sign up for my new time mastery in private practice. Of course, if you want to know how I emptied my inbox. And the other thing I did, I had more than 200 connection requests on LinkedIn. Emptied that as well. Did that last night whilst watching Billions. I always multitask watching Netflix. It's like, it's a bit lazy just watching TV. I want to do something else to really feel stimulated. Tess says, I have wine. Well, I do not have wine, so you are one better than me at this point in time. I don't even have water. The first thing I checked out was, oh my goodness, I didn't bring water. Is there a bubbler? It's a brand new skate park. I expect there to be a bubbler, and there is. So yes, so really my message is that change is good, change is important, but be kind to yourself, have compassion with yourself, with your team, with the people around you. You know, even when it's your family, sometimes when it's your husband, when it's your wife, your brothers, sisters, your friends, when they see you doing stuff differently in your business, that's change. And a lot of people we know, we actually change with resistance, with fear. It's that fear mindset. And when you are surrounded with a lot of people that think like that, it's really hard to go through with that change, which is why I'm so passionate about creating my private practice success communities. So let's see who else is here. We've got 10 people. You need to say hi, you need to say hello. If you've got any questions for me, please let me know as well. Happy to answer that. Let me just quickly do a check. There's my one family piece. I need to check where the kids are. And there's the other one. Yes, need to be a good parent. Keep tabs on the boys. But luckily, Australia is so safe. It's so safe. We are so lucky to be in this country. You know, so lucky. Anyhow, so any questions? Kes says, not at the pool. You missed my other bit of cheek. Not at the pool. Hang on. I'm at the pool working. Well, okay. Were we being sarcastic? I just took it on face value. I need to go get some classes in reading that. Hey, Joanna. Good to see you. Hey, Nicole. Just had the best last morning ever. So rare, but much needed. Just had the best last morning ever. I'm intrigued, Nicole. What does that mean? Very, very intrigued. Just had the best last morning ever. Very intrigued. So, as I was mentioning earlier, and by all means, as I keep on talking, ask me any questions, anything related to private practice. You mean lazy morning ever? Perfect. That's what Sundays need to be like, right? That's how they should be like. Hey, Patricia, how are things going with you? Very busy, probably, as per normal. Being out and about. I saw that nice live you did the other day from a concert, which was great to see. So, for those jumping on late, we've been talking about how hard change can be, even for us, we who are change catalysts in our jobs, in the work that we do. But I really want to encourage you, you know, if you do know in your heart of hearts that you are stuck, Nicole says, jealous Patricia, at the dog show in Melbourne, oh, that must be lovely. If you know that you are stuck on something in your business, and 9 out of 10 times for us practice owners and clinicians, it's paperwork, getting on top of your reports, your letters, your clinical notes. You know, and just not, maybe you're a practice owner and you just don't know what's next, what is a priority. And if you have lost the joy in your private practice, i.e. going to work to the practice, and it is like work, it is hard work, and you don't feel rejuvenated by it, that tells you that there's something wrong, okay? A good friend of mine, Valerie Ling, she's a burnout specialist. I'll use the word specialist there. We know we're not allowed to say specialist. Let's say, let's imagine there was a big beep over the word specialist. She's a burnout expert, and she always talks about the artist and the scientist. And it was, you need to look after both parts of you, and you don't become a clinician if you're not an artist as well. There's so much creativity that is required in the work that we do as allied helping professionals. Yes, we probably see ourselves as scientists because things are evidence-based, things are best practice, it's strategies, it's techniques, it's theories, it's frameworks. But the scientist can only function in there if it looks after the artist, and the artist can only function in there if it looks after the scientist. And what separates the good from the great practitioners are those ones that allow their artists to come out, that begets creative, okay, that treats each client individually, that uses all the right stuff to look after that person. So you have to look after the artist in you, and it's generally the scientist that's the one that persists and perseveres and keeps on track on that hamster wheel over and over again. And it's the artist here in the background, in your heart and in your head, that becomes unhappy and that loses that passion, and that's the one that starts to burn out, and then the scientist also goes down with him. So really, it is important to look after both parts of who you are, And, you know, if you haven't been to my one-day private practice success workshop, be sure that you get there. I am going to Melbourne, then Brisbane and Sydney. I'll put the link in the comments for you. And even if you think you've got this private practice thing down pat, I can bet my bottom dollar that if you come and spend the day with me, that you will walk away mind expanded. And that's not my words, that's the words from the people that come. Sometimes I still think to myself, is that really true? Because that's just what I did in my practice, but it is actually, it is. So really do yourself that favor and come. If you've been to the Private Practice Success One Day Workshop and you haven't signed up for Time Mastery in Private Practice, do that, because you know and I know that when you leave Private Practice Success, the One Day Workshop, you are going to have a shitload of stuff that you need to go and do, implement and change at your private practice. And a lot of people tell me that they get very frustrated because they leave and it's like, oh, I just want to implement these things, but it, you know, I don't have the time to do it. And that's where time mastery comes in terms of really going, well, let's look at your time differently and what can you do better, more simpler, more effective, all whilst being extremely ethical in what it is that you do. Let's see, can I read here? Naomi says, I'm emerging from under piles of laundry. Yep. I don't know why I leave it for Sundays, you know, but it's like, you go through the week, Saturday is kids' sport and, you know, social stuff with friends, and then Sundays, it's laundry. Jen says, spending my Sunday decluttering my wardrobe. Wow, that's awesome. I wish I could do that. Naomi says, so true, my artist refuels in the veggie garden or the sewing room, also with learning, hence my CBD addiction. Yes, that's Naomi shared with us in our Facebook group last night. Yes, because it wants to be fed. You need to feed that part of you. And it probably tells you that, I would suggest, Naomi, also really looking at what is your genius zone, what is your strength zone, what is the stuff, if you look at your day and you look at your week, what is the stuff that replenishes you and fuels that artist of you inside? But not only in terms of the veggie garden and stuff away from work, you want to find stuff at the practice, in the clinical work, or in the marketing, or in the training team. What part of all those functions that you do at the practice can actually also support your artist, so that we can support that part of you whilst you are at the practice. Okay, hope that makes sense, everybody. Cool, let me just check with my boys. Yeah, they're having fun, they've already made new kitties, enjoying themselves. And they will probably want some ice cream after this. Tess says, I was talking to my team at our planning day about how fulfilled I feel now that I've been able to involve my artistic side more solidly in my practice through writing and social media. It's brought a sense of balance to my work. Exactly. And you know, you've got a book that's going to be coming out very soon, and that's the stuff that really makes us feel fulfilled. And I think we shouldn't just accept things for how they are, and go, oh, well, this is just business, or this is just how it is, I need to work hard. Yes, you have to work hard, but you want to work hard mindfully, you want to work hard strategically, and you want to work hard in a way that working hard isn't working hard, but it's your passion and that you love what you do. And that, my friends, is very, very possible, okay? Very possible. All right. So, where's my boys? They have gone all the way down there. I can see them. So this is like a new area where they've built here, with lots of houses opening up in our area. And of course, because I'm not able to follow them, they've gone all the way up there and they'll come back down again. Boys will be boys, that's all I can say. Boys will be boys. All right, everybody, I'm going to leave you with that. Whatever you're doing for the rest of the Sunday, have a beautiful day. Have a relaxing day. Think about what you can do this week in your practice to look after your artist. You know, a big part of me is actually scientist as well, but you need to look after that art side. For me, it's also vlogging. For me, that's live streaming, talking here to you guys, sharing what's in my head and what's in my heart. And yeah, just have an amazing week. My week's going to be very interesting because tomorrow is, of course, a public holiday. Then on Tuesday, my principal psychologists are coming in to meet with me. So she comes in once every 2 to 3 weeks. Chelsea comes with her big long list of stuff that she wants to talk through with me. We do that. Then I'm doing a couple of live streams for my training programs that I'm currently running. And then come Wednesday, I am having my hair nicely done so that I can look top notch for my Get It Done retreat that kicks off on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. We're doing a welcome dinner, and then I will be spending the rest of the week with a bunch of amazing private practice owners that are coming to, coming from Tasmania. We've got one from Melbourne, we've got Sydney coming, we've got Brisbane coming, like from just basically everywhere from around the country. Yes, Get It Done FOMO test. That's okay. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the week. So I'm really excited about that, and I can't wait because the shifts, it's like soul shifts and practice shifts and just the change that happens where people literally change their businesses around in those 3 days. It's just amazing, and I feel very blessed to like just be there and see people stepping up to the plate and doing these amazing things. It's not me, you know. I can tell everybody what to do, but there's a difference between those that hear it and those that hear it and they implement it, and they implement over those 3 days, and change starts to happen already. It's so super amazing. I can't wait. But I'm gonna love and leave you. Remember, as always, all you need to do is say yes to your very own ultimate level 5 private practice, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Bye for now.